You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick. Today, going back to the vaults and picking out a What It Is conversation from 2008 that is still very largely relevant, and talking about some favorite albums out of print with Jeff Eason and Fred Mills today on What It Is.
Well, as you guys know, Jeff and Joe, I love reissues. I've said this enough times where people are probably sick of it. But the point is not that I just like old music. I like the way old music returns like an old friend. And when it's done properly with a label and a compiler that has a little bit of sensitivity to both the music, the artist, and what fans want, it can just be a wonderful experience. You've got labels like Sony BMG Legacy and Rhino are probably the current above-ground torchbearers. I'll never forget talking to someone from Rhino one time, and they said that they approached some of their reissues like they would if they were bootleggers. Try to dig up this stuff that from the archives that fans have maybe talked about or maybe not even have heard of, but it's in the vaults, and they want to add bonus tracks to a classic album. So I love that. I'm not a purist. I don't think you need to just buy the same album over. Give us some bonus tracks. Give us a bonus disc with the live material, what have you. Give us nice packaging. Give us insightful liner notes. There's a lot of people that specialize in really good liner notes, like David Frick from Rolling Stone. Read the story.
He's an institution.
Exactly. Read the story of the band while you're listening to the music. And you got other labels like Collector's Choice has done a good job. DB's and Stamien Holzapfel, they were responsible for that, the Let's Active Records. They've done stuff like the Young Rascals, Bootsy, and the Chambers Brothers. Gene Clark and Carla Olson, they're just cranking this stuff out. Archival projects, you know, every month. They've even got an imprint called Noble Rot that is mining the vault of the old Enigma label. So they've just put out some stuff by Ben Vaughn and Wednesday Week, the Surf Punks, a couple other labels I've noticed recently, Wounded Bird, which has kind of bare-bones packaging. I have a bone to pick, no pun intended, with labels when they don't put a little bit of effort into the packaging and everything. But at least they're getting this old record out there. Another one right down the road from us in South Carolina, American Beat. They just recently put out a couple of Ian Hunter records. They did Joe Ely Live. They're going to be doing the Del Fuego's back catalog. You know, more power to them. Just get the music out there. If it's out of print, people deserve to hear it, and they can always go on eBay and buy the old vinyl if they want to.
It's amazing. When I was researching this subject, some of the albums that I had tried to buy recently, you know, a year or two back that were out of print, are now starting to pop up. Exactly like you said, Wounded Bird just released the Bonnie Hayes first album, and another label is releasing the two first albums by The Nails, which is one of the most criminally ignored new wave bands. I believe they were from Florida. They had one hit with 88 Lines About 44 Women, which is really not typical of the rest of their material, which is very, very strong. But both of those albums have been released. But if I had a wish list of some of the things I would want to have released, at the top of my list would be the Hal Wilner compilation albums. Hal Wilner, as a producer, put out these amazing theme-based compilation albums. I think the first one he did was Amacord Nina Rota, which was these different artists like Debbie Harry and a strange cast of people doing the music of Nina Rota, who was famous for doing the music for all of the Fellini films. Then he did one called This Is How I Feel Now, or This Is the Way I Feel Now, which was different people like Todd Rundgren and Carla Bley doing the music of Thelonious Monk. You just can't find them. He did one called Stay Awake, which was Disney music done by people like Tom Waits and Bonnie Raitt. Can't find that on CD anymore. And Weird Nightmares was his tribute of Mingus music.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, and you just can't find it on CD anymore.
Labels like Numero Group are doing a great job with really obscure soul scenes and even acoustic guitar. There's a new Numero Group compilation of acoustic guitar works.
Yeah. There's a label called Anthology Recordings that is doing all digital releases. So what they're doing is they're getting the rights to release these records in MP3 format. Now, that might sound a little cheesy, and the head guy there has said that he doesn't want this to replace CDs or vinyl. He just wants it to make it available to the digital generation. So they've done stuff like Robert Wyatt, Matching Mole, Scientist, Shoes, African Head Charge. I mean, they've just all over the map. These people are trying hard. And, you know, another thing that comes to mind is that there's entire label catalogs that or In Limbo. Anybody remember the DB label out of Atlanta? Just a few of those things have surfaced on CD over the years, but we're still missing bands like Fetchin' Bones, Guadalcanal Diary, the first Zeitgeist album, Translate Slowly. Oh, what a great record. I understand that Danny Beard, who ran the label, is working towards getting these things released in digital form, but I think it certainly deserves an updating on CD. A label out of Minneapolis, Twin Tone, the label that brought the world Replacements. I mean, and Soul Asylum, most of that stuff's out of print. It's great bands like Run Westy, Run, Agitpop, Moonlight Records out of the Triangle. Anybody remember that? Brought us bands like The Fabulous Knobs, Secret Service, the X-Teens, Matt Barrett. All those things are gone because they exist on vinyl, never issued on CD. Somebody needs to dig this stuff out. The very first Southern Culture on the Skids album, just self-titled, came out in 85 on the Lloyd Street label. Doesn't exist on CD. It was bootlegged, believe it or not, on CD a few years ago, and they paired it with the first EP, but it's never been officially re-released.
And like you said, some of these are not going to have the demand to maybe have a full CD release, but if they could be put on some website to where people could download and pay for some MP3 songs, that would be worth it. I know just about my favorite jazz album of all time, talk about exotic jazz, is Stu Goldberg's album Solos, Duos, and Trios. And Stu Goldberg was the keyboardist for the Mahavishnu Orchestra for a period of time there. And he made his own solo album with an older Indian violinist named Dr. L. Subramaniam. And the guitarist was Larry Coryell, who's probably the most famous of anybody involved in the project. It's an absolutely stunning album, and it's just kind of hard to fathom that anything that Larry Coryell had something to do with would not ever be available on CD, but that's the case with Solos, Duos, Trios.
What do you think? What are your albums that you'd like to put back into circulation? Email us what it is at wncw.org. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Jeff Eason and Fred Mills.
What it is, Joe.